Word of God this morning in a little series called The Quest, A Journey to Blessing. A Journey to Blessing. I want to be blessed. Can you say that with me? I want to be blessed. Can you say it like you mean it? If you don't want to say it, you just go ahead and stay bad. Here we go. One more time. I want to be blessed. And I know that's what Scotty was singing about. He wasn't singing he's just a lucky man. He's singing he's a blessed man. Amen. He's singing he's a blessed man. I know that. I want that blessed life. That's what I want. But we learned, you know, that God can bless a mess. The early church was a mess. We've talked about that in this series. We also have learned there's a different way to live your life. It's not by a bunch of rules. That's what the church, if we're not careful, will teach you a bunch of rules. And we can tell you, if you live by these rules, you'll be blessed. No, you won't. That's bull. You listening to me, yes or no? You can have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed and your hair cut just so. And ladies, you can wear that dress right down to here. And you can even put your head hair way up on your head like this. And no makeup. And you can do the whole nine yards. I'm sorry, I don't want to be ugly. But the bottom line is, three-piece suit, you can get it all going, baby. Doesn't mean you're going to be blessed. You can be so separated from everything in this world. And, you know, that's the way we teach a lot. There's a different way to live your life, the blessed life, Jesus said. And that's the Beatitudes. Remember? This can be your attitude. Remember? Say. That's that blessed life. He said, to be happy is this, 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 to be happy is this. Remember last week and 2 weeks we did? Well, anyway, another message today in this little series. What happens? Can you be blessed again? Can you be blessed again? What happens when you get to a place in your life where you've done your own thing? You've gone your own way. Can you come back to God? Can you come back to God? Can you go from a mess to being blessed again in your life? Y'all listening or not? I tell you what, this is really important. What does the Bible teach? Do I have to just always be a person that measures up? Hey, listen, we ought to want to live for the Lord. That is the right way to live, guys. Okay? And we pay the consequences when we don't. But we have the kind of God that most of the people He chose in the Word of God, I'd say pretty near every one of them, only a couple that I can think of the leaders that we see throughout the Word of God, only a couple I can think of didn't have something crazy they did wrong. You listening? I'm talking about from murdering to Samson's the next hour. He was a whoremonger. His favorite things to do was go find a prostitute. That was his favorite thing to do. What's his favorite thing to do? Find a prostitute. It's Tuesday. Why not? I mean, that was his life. But he shows up in Hebrews 11 as a hero of faith. How did that happen? God has screwed up people to work with. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. Say. Amen. Yes or no? It's funny. So we must have to be able to get back to God, because I know in my own life, I don't always peg 100%. And sometimes I wander and I stray. Y'all listening or not? I know you hate to hear that about your pastor. Sorry. How about you get up here and maybe you don't? How about that? You don't want to turn the tables, do you? Amen. Come on. So let's talk about it. And there's a great story in the Bible. There's two or three of them. We've got to fly with it. We're going to go real quick with it, Raj. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was what? Lost. That's why Jesus came. Then drew near unto Him all the publicans. These are tax collectors and crooks and sinners. These are low-life losers. To hear Jesus. Who did Jesus draw close to Him, and what was He about to say? He was drawing to Him publicans and sinners, okay? Tax collectors and other low-life what? That's who Jesus spoke to. Amen. He also spoke to the religious crowd, the Pharisees and the scribes. They did what? Murmured. This man receives who? Sinners, and He even goes and eats with them. So Jesus basically hung out with sinners and low-life losers. But He was also around many times religious people. That pretty much covers it. Amen. Say. So who was watching and listening and even murmuring as he's going to give his little talk? Pharisees. These were self-righteous, religious what? Leaders. So Jesus is going to tell some stories that are some of the most familiar stories in all the Bible. He spoke this parable unto them saying. So who is Jesus talking to as he's getting ready to talk? Them. Them. Publicans, sinners, and who? Pharisees. So this pretty much covers the gamut of us. Do y'all, you listen or not? I mean, we got in this room some crooks and low-life losers. We do. Sinners. How many would you go ahead and raise your hand and say, Pastor, I know I'm in the room. I'm a sinner. Can I see your hand? All right, you see what I'm saying? And we've got some very folks that are religious. Let's go. I mean, if you think coming to church and those kind of things and reading your Bible and do it, if that sort of means religion, then are you religious? Raise your hand. Sure you are. I am. Sure we are. What I'm saying is this covers the gamut. You all right? Let's look at it. So Jesus sets up a big story by telling two little stories, and we got to fly. But the good thing is, you know these stories, some of you, and if you don't, this is something you need to get a word on this. First little story he tells. He's talking about, can lost people come back? Can people who are messed up come back to God and be blessed? What man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one, say one with me, one, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he's found it, he lays it on his shoulders, doing what? Rejoicing. And when he's come home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in the heaven. Say it with me. Over one sinner that repents, more than 99 just persons which need no repentance. So can the lost come back to God? Absolutely. Is it God's will for the lost to come back to Him? Is it God's will for people whose lives have been messed up to come back to Him and be blessed? Is that His will? Does it sound like He gets excited about it? Does it sound like heaven even gets excited about it? Sure! But so often we think we've gone too far. I can't come back. I've done too much. There's no way. Paul says we shouldn't continue in sin, and we shouldn't sin so that we can, come back to God. We shouldn't think like that. The reality is that we all sin. You understand? And so if I want to be blessed in my life, I need to come back to God. I need to know He's all right with that. Second story he tells, one lost coin. Either what woman has 10 pieces of silver, and she loses one piece, doth not light a candle. Look at it. There you go. And sweep the house and seek diligently to find it. And when she's found it, she calls her friends. Uh-oh. Some more calling going on. And her neighbors together saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, say it with me. There is joy in the presence of the who? Of God over how many? One sinner that what? That turns to God. Repentance is turning from your way, or the way you're going, the way I'm walking, and turning and following Him. You see what I'm saying? That's what repentance is. You really need to do that. If you want to be blessed, you got to get away from the idea, listen, that you can just keep living your life like you want to and come to church here and listen to my little talks and you're going to be blessed. You're not going to be blessed unless you turn around and come back to God. You listening or not? You're not going to be blessed. Well, I pray for a blessing. I pray for my food. Listen, if you're living in sin, you need to turn and come back to Him. You understand this morning? Now, you can keep doing that, and you can say, well, Samson did it, and his name was in Hebrews 11. Well, you can do that if you want to. I'm going to tell you something. He had both his eyes poked out. Have at it. And he died a young man. Had all kinds of potential he never realized. So it's up to you. I'm just telling you, on good advice, turn back to God. You can do it. Sure you can. No, He won't have me. That's bull. Satan tells us that. He tells us, keep living like you're doing. It's okay. You're good, but you're still doing all these screwy things. No. You're confused. You're messed up. He'll tell us that, you know, God can't forgive you, or that you can't do it. I can't do it because I keep falling back into this pattern of behavior. Yes, you can. You listening? He loves you. Keep looking. Now the big story, and we got to fly with it. The prodigal son. Three lost things. Sheep, coin, a son, or a daughter. The prodigal son. He was a what? He was a sinner, man. He was a sinner. How would you like your mail put in the Bible like this? Say, story of your life. How many may just, I mean, you can think right now in your life, you made an absolutely stupid, horrible decision. Can I see your hand? I mean, you know it. You look back on, oh, I'm such an idiot. How many, come on, one more, how many idiots we got? See what I'm saying? Come on. Here we go. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that's coming to me. Give me my inheritance. Give me what's mine. And he divided unto him his living. All right, here you go. Have at it. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together, and he took his what? Journey into a what? Far country. And there he did what? Wasted his substance with what kind of living? Riotous. Not righteous. Not righteous living. There's a couple of letters missing. We're talking riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty what? Famine in the land. And he began to be in what? Want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. What country? Far country. I've been there and I actually know where this is. It ain't too pretty. And he sent him into his fields to feed what? Pigs. How many of you had a job that you would not want? It would be cleaning out pig pens. I mean, if that's a job you thought, I could have any job in the world. Now, this is on the list you can have. How many would not pick that one? Amen? So that's the job he got. And he would have feigned had filled his belly with the what? The husk that the pigs did eat. I mean, he was starving to death working in a pig pen. Nasty, smelly, stinky. He was a privileged kid. He was a privileged kid who had turned and he decided to go his own way and live his own life. And here he is. He has nothing. His job stinks, literally. He doesn't have anything to eat. Keep looking. What do we see? What this kid did, this young man did, he lost his senses. And when we start living our own life, our own way, and we get away from that blessed life, we've lost our senses. Y'all hearing me, yes or no? Hello? Is somebody home? He had no spiritual sense. We can know what we want in life, especially those things that we have passion for. I'll tell you what, boy, you need some spiritual sense about you. His attitude was, give me! He went to a far country. He wasted. There was a famine. He joined himself. Hush the pigs eat. Does this sound like a nice place or what? Sign me up. I'd like to stay 3 days. A little getaway. But look at the story. And when, say it with me, he came to himself. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do today. And remember this message. Can I come back to God? Yes. But you've got to come to who? Yourself first. And he says, how many hired servants of my father? They've got bread enough to spare, and I'm perishing here in this pig pen. I ain't got jack squat to eat. I mean, stuff that is looking nasty is starting to look good to him. Let me say something to you in life. When you're living a life where stuff that looks nasty starts looking good to you,
you got a problem.
You hearing me? When things that are nasty start looking good to you,
you got a problem.
Now he comes to his senses, and he starts to see that stuff. It doesn't look quite as appetizing. And he comes to his senses. He says, I'll rise and go to my father. I'll say to him, Father, say it with me, I have against and before you. And I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. So he came to himself. What does that mean? He regained his what? His spiritual sense. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Can a person who's away from God come back to God? Yes. But you've got to regain your senses. You've got to see in your life the things that you're seeing right now that's nasty. Are y'all hearing me? That look good and taste good and smell good and feels good. You got to see that as nasty. And you got to regain some spiritual sense. And desire a better life. You hearing me? That's how you do it. It's not if God will forgive you. Of course He will. He ain't never been the problem. You it. But you can do this. This is the right course. He said, I will arise. I will go. I will say, I have sinned. Can we back that up and let's say it together? This is how you get back right here. Here's how you do it right here. All right, you get your spiritual sense about you, and here's how you do it. Say it with me. I will, I will, I will, and I will say I have sinned. That's how you do it. Amen? That's how you get back to God. I am not what? Who was he talking to? He was talking to sinners. Publicans, tax collectors, crooks, low-life losers, and he was talking to who else? Pharisees. See, that's the problem here. You can think you're okay. Part of this whole deal here is realizing you're not worthy no matter how religious you are. You can be away from God. You cannot be right with God. Listen, listen. God hates it when we take the glory, His credit. He can't stand that when we're self-righteous. He says our righteousness is filthy rags. We need to see it that way. We need to see what we're doing is nasty. We need to see that even though we're not living a life of pig pen, we might be living this life over here. And God says, that's not right. You need to come back to me. You see where I'm coming from today or not? The prodigal's dad. So what happens? What happens in the story? So the young man, he has a plan. I will arise, I will go, I will say, I have sinned. I'm no more worthy to be called a son. Make me a servant. What does Daddy do? Look at it. And he arose. You got to do what you say you're going to do. He did it. He came to his father, but when he was yet, say this with me, a what? Great way off. His father saw him. His father had compassion on him. His father ran to him. His father fell on his neck. His father kissed him. The beautiful thing about repentance is when you turn and you feel like God's way over there, and He pretty much is because that's where you put Him. When you make that turn, it's like this. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. There you are! He's not waiting for you to crawl on glass or do so many Hail Marys or whatever candles you got to light. Excuse me. He's waiting on you to do this right here. Look at me right now. There you are! He is right there. So can you come back to God? Yes or no? Amen. He arose. He came to his father. And when his father, when he was a great way off, his father saw him. He had compassion on him. He ran to him. Why did he run to him? Why did he run to him? Because his father loved him. Why did he run to him? Because in the day this was written, he would have been stoned. The townspeople would have stoned him when they saw him coming back, because that's what happened to a rebellious son. And that's what the world will tell you. And that's what the church will tell you so often. And that's certainly what Satan will tell you. You can't turn. You can't come back. They won't believe you. There's no way you can do it. They won't accept you. And God says, you go ahead and you turn. And I'll be there for you. That's the kind of God we have. You can read about this in Deuteronomy, about the stoning of a son. His father fell on his neck, kissed him. I love doing that with my son. I love hugging my son. I love getting him in, putting his face right here. And I know he probably thinks I'm an absolute lunatic. But I don't get to see him a lot, and I love his face right there next to mine. I get to, I could just sit like that. That's how much I love my son. My daughter, we went to eat yesterday. We walk into the restaurant like this. My arms around her. Her arms around my waist. That's how God wants to be with you. You know what I'm saying? He loves you. He wants to put His face on your face. He wants to put His face on His kiss on your neck. It's hard to think of God like that. Wow. Can I come back to God? Are you kidding me? Why wouldn't I? Amen? And the son said, Father, I've sinned against heaven in your sight. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. I got to quit. Father, I've sinned. He repents. We've talked about it. The father responds. But the father said to the servants, bring the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his hand. Shoes on his feet. Bring the calf that's been waiting out there in the stall, because I knew we'd come back one day. And kill it. Let's eat and be what? Let's party, baby. Let's have a party. Bring the best robe. Whose robe was it? Daddy's. Put a ring on his hand. Whose ring was it? Daddy's. Put some shoes on his feet. Whose shoes were they? I got a feeling. Daddy's. You know what I'm saying? Bring the fatted calf. Which one? The one that had been ready for him the whole time. Let us eat and be merry. This is God's word to us today. For this my son was what? Was this still his son? Somebody tell me. When his son was out there in the far country, was the boy still his? All right. This my son was dead. That was the rumor on the street. He's dead. He's not alive. He's probably been killed. That might be how people have counted you out in your Christian life. You need to come back to God. But he's alive. Say it with me. Alive what? Alive what? He was lost and is now what? And they began to be what? Good story, huh? Can you be blessed? My son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. From a mess to what? So here's the question. Can I be away from God and come back to God? What's the answer? Oh, yes. Amen. What a great God we serve. Amen. You must repent. Here it is. What's repentance? Pastor Linda, am I right on repentance? Tell me if it's right. Turning away from where I'm going and going another way. His way. Is that right, Pastor? You know what I saw on stage today? I didn't write this in my notes. I saw it when I turned. I saw him right there. I saw that today in my message. I didn't see that before. When I turned, He's right there. Isn't that cool? Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Thank you, Lord. You're good to us. Wow. I like teaching like this. Let's stand together. I like teaching like this. Listen, I'd rather tell you you can't measure up. Because you can't. Amen? But because of Jesus Christ, He's the one who makes me where I measure up. Amen? So I've got to make sure my face is turned toward Him, because He's the one that does it all anyway. Y'all understand that kind of language? Amen. Come on. Father, thank You for a good morning. Thank You for this Word. I pray You'll bless our time these last couple of minutes as we close, Lord, in Jesus' name.